I'd like to talk about another big inyan, and that is the inyan of Zilzul Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and the Zilzul of Tvila. Not having proper kovod for davening and not having proper kovod for Beis HaKnesses. It's Yadua that Nishnas Tach V'Tat, when Yidin had Shrekuch Exeris Koshis, Azeful Toizenter Yidin were killed out. The Toises Yontif made a Shailas Chaloim, and he wanted to know what's the Shairish of Exeris Tach V'Tat. And they answered him in Hashemayim, it's only because people talk in Beis HaKnesses when the Tzibur is davening. And the shayrish of all those sorrows came about because people talked in davening. There's a meister with the Deborah Ziner that tells the meister. He himself was present by the Second World War, Rachmona Litzlan, by the Shoyer, by the Churban of Ganz Europa, the Shrekliche Holocaust. He was standing at a place, the last transport, he said, to going to Auschwitz. Und dort gestanden tausender Jiden. Plutzen, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a lady appeared. And this lady started screaming with koile, koiles. And she said in Yiddish, Jiden, Jiden, zu den Weister, favos leiter, azoifel zoris. Jews, Jews, you know why you're suffering so much? This is what the lady is telling to these thousands of people. And she says, because you speak in the shuls. Bandavanen, this was causing Churban Europa. Mevesim the Svardim, Saint Alam Zogin, they were free because they were Ogehit and Kdushas Beis HaKnesses not to speak. The Deborah Ziner says, Edis. That after she finished saying this, she disappeared in thin air. It was a shliach min Hashemayim that came down and told them, Klor, what is the shayrish why the ganze Churban came? Because Rachmona Litzlan, there was a zilzul in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses in Kovod Hashchina. Rav Uznert gesagt, if you want to know why we have such a spashness of the Shrekel Chamachle, he says the reason is because people are mizalzel in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, and people talk in davening, they think, what's so gefelach, talking in davening or talking about Kriyas HaTorah. If they would stop davening, Rav Uznert said, the machle would stop in Ganson, just like it came. All of a sudden, it would leave us if we would have the proper kovod for davening. Berach 25 years ago, somebody came to Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, and he told him that his son, the doctors found the machle, the shrekliche machle in his son, and he needs an eitz and a brocha. What should he do? They didn't have medicines or surgeries for it. And he's asking Rav Avigdor, what do you tell me? What should I do? And Rav Avigdor told him, you know why it's coming, your machle and your child? Because you daven in a shul that they're not makpi to speak b'shas davening in Kriyas HaTorah. And my answer to you is, go to another shul that doesn't talk in davening. And they're not mizalzel in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Tefillah. And then you'll get a refuah for your child. And he tells that within a few, he went to another shul where they didn't speak in davening. After a few weeks, they came back to the doctor to make a new checkup on the child. And the doctor was ois with the kalim. And he says the new pictures show that the machle totally disappeared. And he's healthy. And this child became a Baal Mishpoche, and he has a very large Mishpoche today, all because he left the Svivas of Yenna Beis HaKnesses. I want to share with you a Meiridike story when I saw it. This story took place 2 years ago in Tovshin Ayin Aleph, in Chodesh Elul. And this is told over from the parent of the child. Somebody had a child, 17 years old, a daughter. And she wasn't feeling well. They went from one doctor to another doctor. And then finally they made certain tests. And they found out that Rahmana Lislan and her liver were three places which were infected from the Machla Meroa in her liver. And the doctor said, it looks like it's a hopeless case. It's so, and it's such a dangerous spot. And we have to try and do surgery, but I can't guarantee you anything. It's a terrible, difficult surgery, and I don't know what to tell you. He became in panic. It happens that this year, when he walked out from the doctor, he bumped into a chaver of his from Eretz Yisrael that happened to be in the waiting room there. And he tells him over the story. And the chaver of his from Eretz Yisrael tells him a ma'isa noire that happened with him. And he says, I was davening in the Beis Medrash, and it was 2 weeks before the chasen of my daughter. And all of a sudden I fainted in middle of shul. And Hatzola came to revive me, and they couldn't do anything to revive me. And for about a few minutes I stopped breathing. And they gave up. Chavi Hatzola gave up. And he says over, there was one individual in the Chavi Hatzola which was a very close friend of his. And he couldn't see what happened to his chaver. He made an announcement in shul, and he says, I would like you all to undertake a kabbalah, that from now on you're not going to talk anymore in davening. And this might be a schus for my chaver to come back to life. And he says, what happened was, everybody taka undertook, they're not going to speak anymore b'shas hatfilah. And then the Anshi Hatzola tried again. And all of a sudden they found the pulse, and they saw there's a little hope here. They took him with an ambulance, but again he lost the pulse. And then they took him into the hospital, and they were working on him. And then they gave up entirely, and they put a white sheet over him. They said, it's all over with. This chaver of mine, he says, couldn't see it, and he said to them, do again, maybe the schus of the tvilas, the kabbalas that everybody undertook will help. And there was a doctor there, and he said, it's worthless, because if he'll get back to life, he'll be a vegetable. And lo and behold, they worked afterwards, his chaver worked on him, and he brought him back to life, and 2 weeks later he said, I was dancing by the chasana of my daughter. And he said over the Maise, and he says, when I fainted, I had Yitzias Neshome, and I came up to Beis Din Shomalo, and they told me, you never davened in your life. They were teveying me that you never davened. And not only you didn't daven, they told him, nor the whole shul which you davened with didn't daven. And they told him, you were neurogal to talk in davening. And because you talked in davening, you were goyrim that the whole shul's tvilas were not nisala to the Eibishter. So the Eibishter said, he's going to take you away from this world. But then, when I saw what happened, I made a haftoche. When I was up in Beis Din Shomalo, and I told the Ribbono Shel Olam, give me another chance, and if I'll come back here, I promise I'll never speak again in davening, and I'll see to be ma'orer other people, they should also not speak in davening. And then this chaver from Eretz Yisrael tells his chaver from America, and he says, your daughter is a terrible predicament. Take upon yourself a kabbalah not to speak, and see others shouldn't speak in davening, and I guarantee you, you're going to be zoicha to nisim and ifloyas. The person is made, it was so difficult for him, he was so used to speaking and davening, and then how is he going to go over to other people, among them to daven, without speaking and davening, and without speaking in kriyas ha-toireh? But he did it, he had no choice. And then he says, he came for the surgery. And he's standing in the waiting room, and all of a sudden he hears the doctor talking to the nurses. There's nothing to do. And he got so broken, he thought, who knows what? And then the doctor comes and tells him, I didn't mean anything bad. No, I looked at the new films, and the machle has left her. She doesn't have the machle anymore. A miracle happened. No more machle. What happened? How did this happen? And he explained to him, we made Kabbalahs. We're not going to speak in davening. And we're going to be mechabed the kedusha veis hakneses. Then we have this yidvaltik Yeshua. When you speak in the beis hakneses b'shas atvile, it's so chomor. The gzeiref tach v'tat, the churb in tzveit velts melchome. All the machles are coming from speaking in the beis hakneses. Because the Hashroyas Hashchina today is only in the Beis Knesset and the Beis HaMedrash. That's where the Ribbono Shel Olam gefinzech since the Churban Habayis. The Mokim of Hashroyas Hashchina is in our shuls, in our Boti Medrash. And if Cholila we're Mizalzel B'Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, if we're Mizalzel in the covenant of the Ribbono Shel Olam, by speaking when we're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we're davening with the Ribbono Shel Olam, we are merachik the Shechina. And Rachmana Litzlan, when we davite to the Eibershter, we lose our Shmire. There's a Goyin in Shir Ashirim. The Goyin says, we know the Beis HaMikdash is called Sukkah. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called the Sukkah? Because the Beis HaMikdash was the Shomer on Klal Yisrael. The Mokim HaMikdash was the ord that came out, the Hashpoyas Hashchina, into Klal Yisrael. And this was the Shmira and the Agone. And then the Goyin says, Lacher Achorbin Sh'onu B'Golis. Klal Yisrael asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, how are we going to exist in Golis without a Beis HaMikdash that's going to guard us and is going to be Shomer us? Without the Shechina. And the Ribbono Shel Olam answers to Klal Yisrael. The Boti Knesiyas of Chutz Loretz. The Boti Medroshim. This is the Hagona on Klal Yisrael. From all the Mazolis and all the Zachem that Tzuch to be Machriv Klal Yisrael. If we Cholila B'Yodayim are Mizalzul in the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, we chase away the Shechina, we chase away our Shmira. The Gemara tells us in Yomer, Kol ma shenivre b'oilam bishvil HaKadosh Baruch Hu nivre ulekvoidoi nivre. Whatever Hashem Yisboach created in this world as one tachlis, it's to be mar b'kvoid shemayim, like the Pasuk says, Kol anikra bishmi lekvoidi b'rosi. The Maral in Gur Arye, in the beginning of Bereishis, she says, what that means is, our avodas Hashem, through Torah and Tevilah, that's how we bring forth the Kovod Hashem. This is the Tachlis HaBriyah, to bring forth the Kovod. Avodas zu Torah, avodas zu Tevilah, to davening, that's how we serve the Eibershter. What's greater Kovod can zayin if we show that we're Avdei Hashem Yisborach? Our lives are dedicated totally to the Eibershter, to serve the Eibershter. If that's where the Kovod of the Eibershter comes from, if we're Cholila Mizalzel in our Tvilas, in our Avdis, in our Kovod Hashem Yisborach, Rachmona Litzlan Peronius. The Maral writes in Ovis on the Mishnah, the Oilam is Oimed al Torah val Avoide. The Maral says, Kevin Shloi Nivre Kol Oilam is al Lekvoidoi. If we, Zok the Maral, are not Oimed to the Eberster properly, in our Avoides Hashem, there's Chisroinus and there's Gomim, and we don't bring the proper Kovod to the Eberster with our Tvilas, Zokta Maral, Haveza Mechayev Churban, Vavadin Min Oilam. Because the whole Tachlis of the Briya was to bring forth Kvoid Shemayim. And if we don't bring back Kvoid Shemayim in our Tvilas, in our Avoides, Rachmona Litzlan, that's a shoyrish of why the Eibishter brings Peronius. I want to share with you a nifl dike cholam. There's a yid, a tzaddik, a Yerushalayim or yid, that lives now in America. I don't know what the shoyrish, why he's here. I'm not even sure if he's here anymore. But this maisa happened in Tov Shin Ayin Gimel, Leil Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Hazinu. Alid Yerushalayim was living in New York. One Friday night, he had a cholam. What did he dream in his cholam? He dreamt of Zeng. That the tzaddikim that were nifter came before the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they said, how long are we going to have to machduch hazabiter egolis? And the mekatrik said, we're not ro'u that Klal Yisrael should go out of golis. And the tzaddikim talked back and said, yes, we are ro'u to go out of golis. There's so much Torah in Klal Yisrael. There's so much chesed in Klal Yisrael. There's so much stock in Klal Yisrael. So they started fighting with the Mekatrig, and the Tzaddikim were mainly Tzioysher on the Welt. And even the Mitzvahs Chatoim that we do, that's only because of the Golis from the Goyim around us, the Esavs that are around us, the pressures. So we're Ro'u L'Gula. And the Mekatrig says, we're not accepting that. And then all of a sudden, the Eibishter Alein came, and the Eibishter says, but what's going to be with the Zilzul in my covenant? The Eibishter said, Yidna Mizalzul Bekvoidi. And then one of the Tzaddikim asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, what type of Zilzul are we talking about? And all of a sudden, he says in his cholam, he saw in big golden osiers that lit up these osiers, and he saw two words. He saw birchas, beis reish, chof tof, and then he saw hey, yud, yud, dalet. And we saw this lit up in the cholam. He asked, what is the meaning of these words? And they answered him in the cholam, your father will explain it to you. The father of this person that had this cholam, his father, he said, had died already 40 years ago, and he couldn't understand, what does it mean? My father will explain it to me. All of a sudden, his father appears to him in the cholam, and he says, why don't you understand what it means? And he told him, this means Masechta Brachos. And when it says, hey, yud, yud, dalet, it means daf hey, daf yud, and daf yud, dalet. Three dafim in brochis. His father told him, this is the zilzul bekvoidi that the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking about. And he started learning through the dafim of daf hey, and daf yud, and daf yud, dalet. And then he found that all three dafim have one thing in common. They're all talking about tvileh. They're all talking how a person can be mezalzel in kvoid hashrina, in kvoid of the Eibishter, when you come to daven. The Gemara in Daf Hey says that when a person davens, he shouldn't see to do anything before davening, nor immediately when he gets up, he should make sure to run to daven. He shouldn't have other isokim. The Gemara says a person shouldn't eat before davening, because the pasuk says, "Lachash in his goyah zeh kibul olav malchus shemayim." Then there's the Gemara that says you shouldn't go when you see and greet a friend of yours and give him shalom before davening. And the Gemara says, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Why are you busy with kvoid bosav adam and you're not thinking about kvoid shemayim? Now is the time that you should think about me and not about other things." And this is a zilzul in kvoid shemayim. This is what the Eibishter is mourning. He's mourning on his covet. We're mezalzel in his covet. Rechmona Litzlan, coming late to davening is a tremendous zilzul in kvoid shemayim. When you come in borchu time, or if you come in after borchu rechmona Litzlan, that is a tremendous zilzul in kvoid hashchina. And then if you leave before the end of davening, these people, Rachmana Litzlan, have a habit to come in early, to come in late to davening, and leave early before the end of the davening. That's a zilzul in kvod hashchina. That's a zilzul in kavod beis haknesses, kvod hakodesh baruch hu. And then you find that people could come in into shul, and they don't even come in with any pressure, with any rush. No, they could stop to schmooze with somebody. They could take out their cell phones and go out and make a text, and make a cell, talk on the cell phone. Then they leave, Rachmona Litzlan, the cell phone on in davening, and it rings in davening. What type of a zilzul in kovod hashchin is that? When you carry a cell phone in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Beis HaKnesses, when you're davening with the Eibershter, we say over a Meisel, Havdol Elef Havdolis, with President Bush. President Bush had a press conference once, and they were interviewing the president, asking him questions, and all of a sudden, one of the people there, a cell phone started ringing. The president got startled. And he asked, who has that cell phone? And the president said, what kind of nerve and audacity do you have to come to me, stand here when you're talking with the president, and you have your cell phone ringing at a moment that you're standing in my presence? The melech, the king, the president understood what type of a zilzul. Allah has kama v'kama v'kama. Elef Alfi Abdullah's the Melech Malchi Amlochim. What does the Eibershter feel when you come in with a cell phone, when you're standing davening, and when the whole Yisoid of davening is to bring forth Kvod Shamayim, to bring out the tremendous covet of the Eibershter? I'm an Eved Hashem, nothing else in my life, only to serve you, Ribbono Shel Olam. And then you walk in with a cell phone, Shoyimu Shamayim. Who knows how many churbanis, how many tzoris were lighting to leave these cell phones. Yungalite, Tyre Yungalite can come into Bati Medrashim, Balabatim, whoever it is, and they can have a cell phone with them in a Seder. And then they stop in the middle of learning, in the middle of that Avodas Hashem, a little of showing Kvod Shamayim. Where's your chashivas for Torah? Where's your chashivas of talking with the Eibershter Kol HaYoshev V'Shoyne Shchina Shoyne Kinegdoi? Such a zilzul in Kvod Shamayim. These things are marchik, the Eibershter, and they bring forth Rachmona Litzlan Tzoris. And lately, there's another zach that's happening about the Knesset, and it has to be mentioned. They're making the Beis HaKnesses, Rachmona Litzlan, like a shuk. Advertisements, business advertisements. Anybody who has a business thinks it's proper for him to put down his advertisements. If it's on a tissue box, or if it's on papers, he advertises, I can do this, or I can do this. Even the Divrei Torah is so much Yotzeschore Befseidoi. You bring in Divrei Torah of all sorts into the Bati Midrashim and the Bati Knesset, and it takes people away from davening, and it makes them shmuas. It could be a learning, or it makes them shmuas. And that's not the time. There's a zman for everything. Now is the zman Torah lechud, or zman tefillah lechud. Now is the time you're davening. You have to be focused on your davening. Not to have the Torah come in, Kila, you can't sit through a davening, and you have to look at these things. Advertisements of all sorts are infiltrating into the shuls, and nobody is stopping it. Rachmona Litzlan, Azaz Zilzul, in Kvod Hashchina. I want to speak a little what the Reshiva talked about. The tremendous matzav neira, the sakona that we have, we find ourselves in Eretz Yisrael. This is not just a sakona, a ruchni yizdika sakona. That sakona is so great in itself. It's the sakona of kiyum o'olam. Torah is the kiyum o'olam. Torah is the ikar hamashra shchina b'Yisrael. It's the Limud HaTorah that we learn that brings forth the Shechina and the Hagone and the Shmira. And if Rachmona Litzlan, We have the Soinei Hadas. They're from Zerah Amolik, the Goyen says, that they're going to come in Ikvus of the Mashiach and Shtelzach and Keg and the Torah, and we see everything that the Goyen said and Rabbi Chana said is being niglid einenu. The Eibishter promised us they don't understand the Aleph Beis of Chumash. The Eibishter said, in Bechukoisai Teileichu, if you will be Amelim B'Torah, then there'll be V'nasati Sholem Boretz. Then we'll have Sholem. This happened in the times of Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion had come into the Zayda, the Lutzkirov, and they at that time wanted to maybe draft Yeshivalite into the army. And he came to him and said, we need them to help us overcome the enemy. And the Zayda told him, you're going Kineged off in the Pasuk in Chumash, that the breast, the Shmirah for Klal Yisrael is Limud HaTorah, this is going to bring Sholem. It happened once that the general of the army came to the Zayda, also Tainig, we need the Yeshivalite. And the Zayda told him, the Gemara in Megillah says that the Tzar Tzavor Hashem came to one Klal Yisrael when they were camping on Yericho, they should sit and learn more Torah. And the Zayda asked, why the Tzar Tzavor Hashem? Why not a big Rosh Hashiva, a big Talmid Chochem? That's the one that's appropriate to come one for Bittul Torah. Who came? He came dressed up like a soldier, like a general. And the Zayda told him, because the general in Klal Yisrael understands what is the battlefront. Where is the battlefront taking place? It's in the Bati Knesiyas and the Bati Midrashes. And the general came to mourn, learn more Torah. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, Oin Mamakis, Oin Dishoyer Agleinu B'Sharayet Yerushalayim. What is Oin Dishoyer Agleinu B'Mohammed? What's the Koyach of Klal Yisrael? What's the Cherev and the Chanis of Klal Yisrael? That's the Limud HaTorah. What the Goyim understand, that Koyach is Torah. Kumto the Regirum today, Rachmona Litzlan, and doesn't know the elementary idea. Instead of coming to the Yeshivalite and say, His Chaskes HaTorah, Starksich in Torah, this is what we need. It all comes mikoyach haTorah. We all know the Gemara says lechor v'Yerushalayim only because of bitul haTorah. Ame of the oretz alosom esterosi. Torah is machik the shchina. So then we have no more shmira. There's a niflik emoshel from the Dubner. The Dubner asked, we have kama chazalin. In some place, Chazal tells the Churban came from this Aveira, another place from this Aveira, and there's so many Aveiras that's mentioned. And then we also have the Gemara that tells us it had to do with Bittul Torah, Alosom Esterosi, Bishul Shebit Lubati Noika Shul Beis Rabon. And the Dubner explained it with a beautiful marshal. And he said as follows, there was somebody once was very Mekuriv Lamalchus, a very good friend of the king. And this person was a talented person. He knew how to sing. He knew how to play musical instruments. And whenever the melech got a little down and he felt zebrochen, the melech used to call him over and tell him to please sing for me. Pick up my spirits. Play an instrument and I'll be besimcha. They once caught him with a tremendous avle. He did a terrible chet. And they mishpat him lemisa, and they came to the king and they told him, we have to kill your good friend. And the king said, I'm sorry, I can't let you kill him because I need him. He picks up my spirits with his beautiful songs, with his beautiful instruments. So they didn't kill him. It went by another year or two, and again he did another avle, and again they mishpat him lemisa, and again the king intervened and says, we can't kill him, I need him, I need his beautiful singing, and he picks up my spirits, it makes me besimcha. And the third time this happened, another chet, and again. The fourth time that it happened, And they came back to the king. The king said, you know something? He lost his voice. He doesn't sing as nice as he used to sing. I don't need him so much. I don't have the geschmack and smiris that he sang. And he played the instruments. He got old already. Now you could punish him for all those chatoyim that he did. Because now I have no reason to save him. But the Dubner gizok, when Yidden could sin, grace chatoyim, ein chet, it's a sima for churbin. Or because man melon toyer mit a gishmak with a zing, the zimra of toyer is the shashuy of shalakodesh borchu. This is the gresta music by the Reboina Shaloyalom. This is Megin and Klal Yisrob from Alaparonius. We can do more chatoyim, and every time we did more chatoyim, Zok to Dubner, every time it was the same story, calls man. The call at Torah was strong. The Eberster said, it's so sweet. The Torah of Klal Yisrob, I can't punish them. Over then, Zok to Dubner, when it came as man, with Rachmona Litzlan, they were Nevatel Torah, they weren't learning Torah the way they should be learning Torah. The Eberisha said, I don't hear that beautiful Zmiris. I don't have the Simcha from Klal Yisrael. Hein, Drachmona Litzlan. You can have all these Chatoim, Sibis, to give them Oinshin. Torah is the Shmira of Klal Yisrael. Torah is the Tachlis Abriya. This is what is Mechaya the Eberisha. Zomer Cholila Nitchepenen, the Eberster should be made for Atzosom, Mikalkul Machshavtom, they should have Mises Mishunas, the Allah mentioned that made these Xeris Royas, so the Eberster is a Machriv, Ramashinim, Alti Sikva, the Cholarisha Kula, Kirega Yuvedu, the Eberster should give them a Misa Mishuna, a Chatz Misholem, Mizonitrin on the Torah, and the Shmira of Klal Yisrael. I want to be Messiah with the Yalkut in Shmuel. The Yalkut says, Toner Reb Shimon ben Yechoyi, Bishloisha Dvori Moasu Yisrael, Klal Yisrael despised in three things, Moasu b'malchus shamayim. Twice in the history, it's brought down in the Yalkut, Klal Yisrael was memayis in the malchus shamayim. Klal Yisrael was memayis in malchus beis David. They weren't machshiv malchus beis David properly. And then the Yalkut says, u'bebinyan beis hamigdash. Klal Yisrael were memayis the beis hamigdash. They weren't machshiv the kedushas beis hamigdash karohu. So the Eberster said, Ein Yisrael royin simin gula le'oilam. We won't be zoiket to go out of the Sfinster Golis. Ad se yachsu v'yivakshu shloshtam. Only when we start appreciating and showing the Cheshivas, and we ask that we want these back, like the Rosh Hashiva said, we'll be mevakish all three of them, like Hosea Hanavi says, Acher Yoshuvu Bnei Yisrael, if Bnei Yisrael will return once again, Ubikshu Es Hashem Alikeichem, Bikshu Es Hashem Alikeichem, Zu Malchus Shemayim, David Malkom, Zu Malchus Beis David, Upochadu El Hashem V'tuvoi, Ze Beis Hamigdosh. There's a choiv on us to get a tremendous chashivas to a migdash. Today our chashivas of the Beis HaMigdash that we have is the Migdash Ma'at, the Beis HaKnesses, and the Beis HaMedrash, Rashi Moisias, Migdashayim. Even after the Churban, these are our Beis HaMigdash. We have to show a chashivas to our Bati Migdash. And then to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam and tell him, we want the real true Beis HaMikdash, we want the Shechina to come back, when we will show our tremendous chashivas for Kvod Shamayim, for Kvod HaShechina, for Kvod HaMikdash, then if we will come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we'll daven with an Ernstkeit, L'shalayim ircha b'rachmin toshuv. The Eibishter will hear our tefillas because we'll show the Eibishter we're machshiv kvoid shomayim, kvoid ashchina, kvoid amigdash. B'schus zeh that we will be nisoyrer to take upon ourselves, everyone, to be mesakin where he could, his areas where he's mezalzel in the covet of the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. If you talk in davening, take upon yourself, mayoyim v'hole, not only I'm going to stop to daven, to talk in davening, or to talk in Kriyas HaTorah, or to talk in a Seder, but I'm going to see to be mo'orer the oilam, that the oilam should get a proper chshivas for the kedush of the Beis HaKnesses. To see not to bring cell phones into the Beis HaKnesses, not to make it a way that shows your tremendous zilzul in the Kvod HaShechina, to not to come into davening late and to leave early, not to do other things besides, to greet friends, to talk friends, but to be totally focused on your davening. If we will be mechazek, atznias, we will see not to get mushma from the goyim around us, b'schus that we will come to be metayer atzmeinu, and then we will come to Ribon Hashem and say, we want Malchus Shemayim, we want the Beis HaMikdash, we will be zoicha b'koret, tzevzechazena ineinu, b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachmim, and we will be zoicha to the binyan habayis b'koret.